Four major U.S. banks subpoenaed for financial records of Biden family, casting light on GOP probe. By Wendell Hasebo on April 10, 2023. Four major U.S. banks and one individual have been subpoenaed for financial records belonging to the Biden family, the House Oversight Committee confirmed Friday afternoon. The revelation provides an insight into the path House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, is taking to investigate the Biden family for 9 violations, including money laundering and wire fraud. His investigation has encompassed issuing subpoenas and requesting interviews from Biden business associates and interviewing whistleblowers. The Bank of America, Cathay Bank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA NA are the banks Comer has compelled for information, Fox News confirmed. In addition, Mervyn Yan, a former Biden business associate, was also subpoenaed. Yan was a SFC China Energy Company official who was involved in the $1 million retainer Hunter Biden received representing a SFC official as an attorney. SFC also negotiated with the Bidens on a joint venture in which the big guy would receive a 10% equity stake. In March 2018, James Biden demanded the legal services payment and provided SFC wiring instructions to transfer the funds to Hudson West 3 LLC, an entity James and Hunter controlled. "Received and will take care of this ASAP," Yan replied back. The next day, the wire transfer went through. According to Senator Chuck Grassley's ARIA 2020 report, Cathay Bank received the funds from HSBC USA NA. But Yan began to suspect Hunter was not being forthright about Hunter's additional business expenses and asked for receipts. Hunter then threatened Yan with a lawsuit for not paying. In November of 2018, Yan signed a document on November 2, 2018, dissolving Hudson West 3 LLC, The Washington Post reported. Yan, with specific financial information on the Biden family, appears to be a prime target for Comer's probe. Comer's probe has been making progress. In March, news broke that Comer has subpoenaed Bank of America, demanding all financial records on 3 Biden family business associates involved in the SFC China Energy Company deal, covering a period of 14 years beginning in 2009. While Comer has compelled the Bank of America to comply with his request, he has also gained access to suspicious activity reports, SARs, from the U.S. Treasury after months of effort. According to a 2020 Senate report, SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud. Comer has stated that 13 banks were involved in the suspicious activity reports. Bank of China, Bank of New York Mellon, Brown Brothers Harriman & Company, Cathay, Citibank, First National Bank of Omaha, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, PNC, TD Bank, USAA, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. From the SARs, the committee revealed in March the Biden family received a collective $1.3 million cut in 2017 from a Biden family business associate, who was sent a $3 million wire transfer from SFC. Hunter has confirmed the $1.3 million China payout, while Joe Biden falsely denied it. "That's not true," Joe Biden told reporters. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.